Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Brian Marcel, joining us from London, England. He's the founder and the chairman of the International Barcode System Group. He's a blockchain expert. He's the author of Raise the Bar, Change the Game. It's his, the autobiography of his career in the technology world as an entrepreneur, helping other entrepreneurs. Brian, thanks again for being here. I want you to give us a quick report on how things are going in England these days with regard to the coronavirus. We just had someone on yesterday from Israel. They've locked down for the second time. I'm talking about a lockdown, capital L, capital D, in for the second time in Israel. I heard that that your prime minister closed the pubs after 10 o'clock yesterday or this weekend. What's going on?
Well, unfortunately, he's expecting us to be about to have a second wave because, of course, everybody's been coming back from their holidays now and infecting people. Our young have been really a bit fed up with the whole thing and haven't been observing social distancing. And so our infections have gone up to about 5,000 a day from hardly any in about 3 or 4 weeks. And it's mainly the young. And the big worry is that they'll go along and spread it to the older, relations of theirs, who are the most vulnerable. So there's going to be, tonight, I think, Boris Johnson is addressing the nation only for the third time ever.
Huh.
Those times before have been about coronavirus.
Right.
And we're expecting him to announce... as you say, the pubs to close at 10, restaurants to close at 10. But by law, there'll only be table service, so nobody can get up to the bar or anything. And we might get some further restrictions on households mixing.
Right.
But as long as he doesn't interfere with golf clubs, I don't mind.
But still, the pub culture in England is different than it is in America. I mean, the neighborhood pubs are part of the fabric of the communities over there, aren't they?
Well, they are, Jim. But, you know, your bars are also fabulous. But I guess mainly your bars are also in restaurants. We don't
right.
have that so much. You go to,
yeah.
go to a restaurant, eat, not to drink, in England mainly.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll have that much effect because I can hug somebody at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
You can infect them any time of the day, can't you? So well, I hope they don't lock you guys down again. We're not going to do that here. I promise you, America is not going to lock down again. I want to move back now to, quickly, I've got about 3 minutes. What are you recommending for virtual training of blockchain and barcoding?
Well, my book, as you kindly mentioned, Raise the Bar, Change the Game, is really geared towards getting people to start their own businesses and become entrepreneurs. It's kind of a primer for that. So I'm turning that into an online course because I think that, you know, a lot of people are losing their jobs or have lost their jobs.
Right.
And they may look at it as an opportunity to start their own business. And they may look for inspiration somewhere. To help them because, you know, it's a risky business and people don't sort of automatically think of that. And I hope that my online course might help them because it goes through all the problems I had setting it all up and the reasons I did
right.
and how I overcame it. And so I just hope it might help a few people.
So you got a full blockchain barcode curriculum they can take online right now.
Yeah, well, it will be ready in November.
Okay,
just
all right.
The first two.
Well, how will they find? Can they find out some more about it right now?
Well, if they look back on my website, brianmarcel.net, in about 2 months' time, they'll see it. Or they could write to me, you know, give them a preview, brownmarcel@gmail.com, with pleasure. And I could send them the stuff when it's ready. They'd love to do that.
Well, I want to be able to, we're going to get you back again when you're ready to launch this thing, because I want to talk about this some more. Whatever we can do to raise the consciousness and the capability of Main Street about blockchain is going to be good, because I keep reminding people about the letters. I call them the letters. In the 90s, we got letters from corporate America saying, if you can't dovetail with us for quality, for ISO and quality, then you're not going to be able to bid our work. Then we got Y2K letters, and you know if you're not Y2K compliant, you can't bid our work. Then we got sustainability letters. Then we got, you know, and now we're getting COVID letters, et cetera, et cetera. Corporate America has standards, and one of these days, you're going to get a letter that says if you can't demonstrate your blockchain capability, you're not going to be able to bid this work. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I love it. Can you speak to the next president of the United States, see what you can do about that?
Yeah, I suspect it's a little bit below his pay grade where the problem is. Hey, BrianMarcel.net, right?
Yes.
All right, and so we're going to get Brian back again real soon. Hey, Brian, good job today. Hold things together over there in England. We're counting on you.
Yeah, you take care as well, and good luck in November.
Thank you. Exactly. God help us in November. That's what I'm saying. Brian Marcel, ladies and gentlemen, raise the bar, change the game. It's all about his entrepreneurial story in the technology world, especially barcoding and blockchain. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.